Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so this Florida man stole a watch while he was sipping on Smirnoff Ice. He danced out of the store and then continued the crime spree at Walmart. Port St. Lucie, CBS 12. A man's behind bars. He stole a watch from a jewelry store. He was drinking Smirnoff Ice Pink Lemonade, and then he was dancing out the store. The suspect, Micah Rice, then went to Walmart where he stole a 12-pack of Mick Ultra and then Armor All and Sharpies. According to Port St. Lucie, the police say that after he stole the watch, he chugged the Smirnoff, fled in his vehicle. They identified the vehicle. They found him in the parking lot, stolen watch on his wrist. He was taken to St. Lucie County Jail. He's being charged with grand theft. What in the world? Also, like, worst taste ever. Like, the Smirnoff, what? Come on. Oh my gosh, I don't even know some of these people. So this, let's do this one. I'm going to do the Tampa Free Press one. So this is a Florida man who cut off his ankle monitor and jumped out of his apartment window during SWAT negotiations. Corey Michael Payton has a criminal history, 139 priors.
What?
Felonies.
Why is he out?
Total of 30 felony convictions. He was arrested Sunday after he cut off his ankle monitor, barricaded himself in an apartment, and then jumped out of a window. Sumter County Sheriff's Office responded. It was like 3 a.m. And it was a driver who broke into the apartments after crashing a car in one of the buildings. 44-year-old Corey Michael Payton, they found him there. He barricaded himself inside of the apartment that he was burglarizing. They've been negotiating with him for several hours to surrender peacefully before he dove out of the second story apartment and landed on the ground. They attempted life saving measures before they flew him to the trauma center by helicopter because he'd about damn near killed himself. So they found his ankle monitor. He was on parole for burglary and on supervised release. I guess he wasn't that supervised. So after he's released from the hospital, he's going to jail. Man, to jump out of a second. Just take the hit at that point, dude. And last but not least, a Florida man came home from a 7-month trip to find a squatter in his home. This was in Marion County Sheriff's. The Marion County Sheriff's Office has this story coming out of Florida. They said that the homeowner went to New Zealand for 7 months. When he came back, there was a squatter in his house. The two got into a verbal argument. The homeowner fired a shot, asking the trespasser to leave. Zamoye Brown was arrested on several charges: misdemeanor trespassing, possession of marijuana, felony possession of controlled substance. And the homeowner said that he was there for 7 months in New Zealand, came back, his house was trashed, burglarized, and he was trying to catch the squatter. The homeowner said he slept in a closet. And when he went to sleep, he said that his alarm went off at 8 p.m. and he found the squatter peeking into the room where he was lying down. And they began to argue about who owns the house. Dude, I'm going to beat you to death. I'm going to shoot you or beat you to death. One of the two is going to happen. There's not going to be an argument about this. There's going to be two hits. You getting hit and then you hitting the floor. That's it. So Brown lied and was saying that he bought the house and then he lived there for a few months. But no. He's was taken to jail. There you go. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size. Easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Johns Hopkins University, I don't know if you saw this, they're trying to rewrite what the definition of a woman. in this new glossary of terms. The Baltimore Research University's Alphabet Glossary. Wait, you have to have a glossary of your terms? They defined a lesbian as a non-man attracted to non-men.
What's a non-man?
Yeah. And you got to say that like in a certain way. A non-man, like, oh, an anonymous man. No, a non-man. This is like some serious So I Married an Axe Murderer beat poetry. Woman, whoa, man, whoa, man. That was a deep dive. But you have to have a glossary. So this is legit what they said. This is seriously what it is. It says they have, it's from their diversity and inclusion, their 1984 rewriting of bad think language. It says LGBTQ glossary. I'm going to read it as this, okay? It says lesbian, sexual orientation, a non-man attracted to non-men. While past definitions refer to lesbian as a woman who is emotionally, romantically, and or sexually attracted to other women, the updated definition includes non-binary people who may also identify with a label.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Now, okay. Yes, yeah, Steve. Thank you. Snaps. So the gay man, he's still a dude. They just say, oh, it's a man who's emotionally, romantically, sexually, affectionately, relationally attracted to other men. They don't say non-woman. They just say, oh, it's a man. It's the lesbian who is a non-man.
Non-man.
Are you a non-man or a man? I would hit someone, I think, if they asked me that.
A non-man.
It almost sounds like this is a Monty Python skit, but it's not. So you don't need a definition for man, but non-man, you need this whole, well, you're not a man. You are an absence of a man, a non-man. That's what you are. So that would be a woman. No. Mm-mm. So why is the binary thing only applicable to the females, but not the males? Golly. So it's an absence of manness. So you are a non-man. The definition was approved by this chick named Paula Neria. Oh, no, not a chick. Oh, no, it's a chick who, hang on, look at this person up. This is where it gets confusing. I'm like, your stupid made-up language is dumb.
She's a non-man.
Well, it says a trans-identifying man. What is that even? Oh, it's a totally dude who's identifying as a chick. I just took one look. Yeah.
Then it's a trans woman.
I don't know.
What the?
Yeah, it's a dude.
It's a non-man.
It's a dude. So he's a dude. He's a total dude, and he was in the Navy. So here's this. This is the dude who came up with the definition. Oh my gosh. I just want to hold on to this mic thing. A dude literally redefined what women are for John Hopkins. So it was a man who was in the Navy and went into the Navy and then left the Navy so he could live authentically. So he's a dude who rewrote the definition of what a woman is for Johns Hopkins. A non-man. Wow. That is misogyny.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Where are all those old crones like Diane, what's her face? Second wave and third wave feminists, Gloria Steinem. Gloria Steinem and, yeah, those. Where are all those broads at? Like, usually, isn't it true, like, back in the day, if they so much got a whiff of misogyny, they would lose their minds and they'd all start clucking? So where are they at now? You have a dude who's literally rewriting in a medical glossary, rewriting the definition of woman as a non-man, the absence of being a man, the absence of a man. This dude who clearly looks like a dude. Approved by a dude. Golly. You know what? One of the things that they also discussed, and regardless of whether, you know, your feelings about gay, lesbian, whatever, there's like a big problem apparently with lesbians. Why do you have to say lesbian women being bullied and shamed if they won't get with transgender women, like men who are identifying as women? I did not realize that was as huge of a problem as it is. Or, well, the dudes are like, that's you're a bigot, you're a transphobe, you're a dude, you have a penis. It's not afraid of anything that you may have, it's just acknowledgement of what you do got. That's, oh my gosh, I can't. So what do we have? Birthing people, uterus havers. I mean, what else are they going to do? This is so ridiculous. I haven't even gotten to the, you know, Cartoon Network is doing this. So they have a cartoon called We Baby Bears, and they're introducing they, them pronouns in a new episode. So they're teaching your kids to talk like morons. Cartoon Network. It's a cartoon for ages 6 and up, and it's going to air Polly's new crew. And it said that it's their old pal, Polly, the pirate captain. By the way, I have an ancestor who was hung off the coast of the Carolinas for piracy. My culture is not your costume. Is Aunt Polly, the pirate captain, is under the effect of a pirate curse and needs help. Here's literally one of the characters' lines. You ready? I am the great Winifred. She, her, actor, what? Who talks like this? Hello, I am Dana, she, her. How are you, he, him, Kane? Oh, Dana, she, her. We're all fine. Oh, thanks, Kane, he, him. That's nice. We sound like villagers from Minecraft. It's so dumb.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently frozen strawberries sold at Costco and Walmart are recalled over hepatitis A risks. Okay, maybe this is me being naive, but Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, how are you getting hepatitis on strawberry? How is this happening? I think you were joking with me when you told me this. They said frozen strawberries sold in 32 states at big box retailers, including Costco and Walmart, are being recalled due to fears over Hep A contamination. The tainted berries are sold under the Great Value and Raider Farms brands distributed by the Willamette Valley Fruit of Salem, Oregon. And they said that they notified customers, or they've been notifying customers. It's the frozen sliced strawberries and the frozen mixed fruit medleys and the smoothie blends. I hate smoothies, and I hate any kind of blended fruit because it's dumb. And so I don't have any of these issues, but if you do, then there you go. I just gave you a heads up. I don't even feel like I should explain that. It's just, it's stupid. It's liquefied fruit. I'm not going to pretend I don't have teeth. So let's see. It's a true story. Kathy Hochul, her health, listen to this. Her healthcare bungle, that's called the bonus bungle, could cost New York taxpayers $1.3 billion. Their taxpayers are going to get stuck with a $1.3 billion bill because the feds rejected the idea of using the Medicaid money to fund bonuses for healthcare workers, but not before some of the funds had been distributed. So she claimed the federal funding was going to cover the cost only for her administration. And then they came out with a financial plan like, oh, never mind. It's going to be more than that. They said 613,000 people have received $1.6 billion in bonuses so far. And they said it's the $1.3 billion hole over 3 years. They're a mess, an absolute mess. And we got a lot more. Starbucks is denying that they took down the Pride stuff, so they're fighting with that union on Twitter. Stay with us.
I think it's safe, especially right now, when you have one side that has a maximalist commitment to tearing down every norm and law they don't like. So where does that put us? And by the way, why does it happen? I think it's happening because there are some people who find it easier to pick on
brain fart.
Really vulnerable young people.
Brain fart.
Then to explain why they voted no on money for roads and bridges.
Okay, I want to lighten it up because it's been heavy with all the breaking news and everything the past couple of days. So that is Secretary Mayor Newmom, former now retired Rear Vice Admiral Emeritus of the Camp Wimpetonka Canoe Fleet, and he's there at Time Magazine in a boardroom full of themselves people. And he's explaining something about trans, but then the roads and bridges. He is one of the dumbest people in the administration, and that is really saying a lot. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Listen coast to coast, stream the show, watch the simulcast, YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV. How is infrastructure responsibility related to the trans stuff? What? I mean, he literally, I'm reading the transcript. He said it's they're picking on vulnerable people by objecting to girls having to compete with biological males in sports, and that they it's happening because there are some people who find it easier than explain why they voted no on money for roads. First off, who votes no on money for roads? Who did that? Are you talking about the federal bill that you guys were trying to do that with stuff that actually happens at the state level? But I digress. Is that what he's talking about?
I mean, infrastructure passed.
It's like going and yeah, it did pass. The whole stupid thing passed. What is he talking about? No. Diversity hire. Secretary Diversity hire. That's what we're calling him now. I'm done. But it he makes it sound like if you did not want a boondoggle blank check, you know, fun for, I mean, really what? Filling, doing, this is some of the, a lot of the stuff that they were trying to do. I mean, that's handled at state level in terms of like your non-interstate roads. But what does that have to do with trans? You voted against roads. Why do you hate the trans people? Everything is about hating trans now. If you don't do something the left wants you to do, then you must hate trans. You don't like roads and bridges. Why do you hate trans? That's what they're doing. I'm trying to understand this the mental Olympics here. He was called Pothole Pete by his own constituents. So how does he reconcile that? He really was. He was called Pothole Pete when he was mayor of South Bend, Indiana. The only place where he could have ever gotten elected to anything, which is why he's moving. Wasn't he moving to Michigan? Yeah. So he can, he thinks he's got, it's so funny. He thinks he's got a future after this. It's so funny. Well, it's because, you know, it's easier than explain why they voted no on money for roads. Super easy. Oh, my gosh. Pothole Pete. That has nothing to do with the issue. Nothing to, men and women are different. I can't even believe we got to sit here and explain this stuff. His jobs are transportation. I mean, just because there's trans in transportation doesn't mean that that's like the invitation to talk about trans issues. Right? While you're supposed to be talking about your roads and you've got one job, just deal with transportation. But it says trans. The first five letters are trans. I bet honestly that's what I wouldn't doubt if that's what he believes. So we were talking about the, I have to tell you something funny that happened on break. Because we really should honestly do a whole entire radio show just on as to what we do on break. So I went back to the strawberry story because I'm like, how? Because they had that recall of the frozen strawberries from like Costco and, you know, HEB and all this stuff because of the suspected fears of hepatitis A, whatever, contamination. And I'm like, they're frozen. How does it live if they're frozen? And then I'm like, how does it get all over there? And Kane told me one thing and I'm like, no way. And then Lorraine's in Slack. She moderates the YouTube discussion. She's like, yeah, basically someone does a deuce and they don't wash their hands. I'm like, if you're dealing with food, how does that happen? You just go, no, stop it. You just do that, you go and then you handle some strawberries? How does that even happen? I can't, if I'm in a restaurant, this is what we were talking about this. If I'm in a restaurant and I see, I don't know how you guys handle this, every now and then, ladies, gents, you're in a restroom facility at a public place, you know, usually it's a restaurant, and someone will exit after being in a stall. I'm not talking about just coming in and looking at their hair. They will exit and not wash their hands. And I asked Kane, how do you handle that situation? And Kane's like, well, I just avoid them. I turn into the human alarm. I can't deal. It is one of, I mean, I almost have like a reflexive vomit response to that. And this is like handling berries. Like if you're Kane's like you, I'll just say things like, wow, would you look at that? They just wiped their butt and now they're going out into the restaurant. I mean, I totally will do that. And I have done it. I'm because it's nasty.
Yeah. And to answer your question about Hep A, if it dies in freezing temperatures, Hep A, exposure to freezing temperatures, Hep A does not die at all. As a matter of fact, it can survive outside the body.
What a jerk.
For months.
That virus is a jerk.
So to get rid of Hep A, you have to heat something at 185 degrees Fahrenheit for 1 minute at least.
Like they can't get no Cut. Like Purell where they're by the berries or something like that. You know?
I didn't read anything about Purell.
Oh my gosh. I just, I could spend an inordinate amount of time on this discussion, but oh my gosh, I had to come back to that for a second because Lorraine was, she just said exactly what you did, except she was more direct.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.